You have your Bible turned tonight with us to Obadiah. Obadiah. The book of Obadiah, chapter number 1. It's the only chapter. Verse 17. The Bible says, "But upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, and if God will be my help on this thought, standing on the other side. Standing on the other side. As we see this tonight, as we see it, the Bible's teaching here, Obadiah is teaching about instructing and telling us tonight Israel is going to have a blessed day. That Israel is going to have a bright future one day, man. It doesn't matter where they're at now. It may be in their hardships and in their captivity, wherever they might be. But praise God that God was going to bring them out, and they was going to be a bright day for the children of God. Amen. I'm glad it's that way. Ain't you? It don't matter what's happening in the world, but praise God there's a brighter day a coming for a child of God. Amen. Just right around the corner, just right over yonder, things is going to start looking up. Amen. I'm glad it did. It started 1976 when Jesus saved my soul from a devil's hell. Praise God, it's been better ever since. I haven't had to worry about dying and going to hell, lost without God, alienated from His presence. Praise God, God Almighty moved in. He moved to where I was, showed me that He loved me. Praise God, saved me by His grace, put my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Praise God, I'm signed, sealed, and ready for delivery. Amen. Ain't you glad it's that way? Amen. But the Bible is teaching us here in Obadiah that this little nation, praise God, is going to have a prosperous day one day. It's a brighter future, praise God. And just like there's a brighter future for them, there's a brighter future for me and you. Now, they had some obstacles that they'd have to face. They was a people by the name of the Edomites. And the Edomites, praise God, you know the story. They was an ancient conflict that was between Esau and Jacob. Amen. Praise God, and it continued on. And I want to say it continues on even to the day. Those same nations over there are still fighting one another. Praise God, those that were the Edomites are still fighting against the nation that was Israel, and Israel still fighting against the Edomites. There's always going to be an opposition, because you know what this is a type of? This is symbolization of the faith, of the flesh, and the faith in the Spirit. Amen. So we see the flesh moving upon the world and people, and we see the Spirit of God that makes a difference in people. Amen. The Spirit of God will make a difference in each one of us. See, we see that the Bible tells Obadiah, and we didn't read all of it for the sake of time, but we see Obadiah is speaking about what God was going to do to those people that would stand against his people. How God was going to work things out in this ancient conflict that they had had. God had seen a lot of times how the Edomites had stood against His chosen people, Israel. And He began to work on trying to minister to them, but they wouldn't be ministered to. Sounds like the world that we live in today. God's trying, and He'd like to minister people. He'd like to help people. He'd like to encourage people, but nobody wants that. I don't know why people wouldn't want help. I don't know why people wouldn't want encouragement from the Lord, praise God, but it just seems like we're living a day and air that they don't want to hear it. Amen. But I'm glad there's a few coming along. There's a few in this world, praise God, they're getting beside themselves. They don't know what's going on. They don't know how to figure it out, and they start asking questions. I'm glad, praise God, that there's some people that come along and have the answers. Amen. That they can just tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ and what He done for them and how God can begin to bring them out. But he talks about these Edomites, and the Bible says that they'd rise up against in battle. Amen. And they'd try to smite the Israelites, and they'd team up against them in every opportunity. And he says that the reason for this, the Edomite sin, number one, was because of pride. You know, pride is one of the greatest enemies, one of the greatest adversaries that we have in this flesh in which we live. It's our pride that keeps us from being a child of God. It's our pride from coming forward, no fashion altar, and bowing on our face and say, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner." It's pride that'll keep us from seeking the face of God and loving Lord Jesus Christ and living for Him all the days of our life. It's pride that'll keep from doing that. Amen. And he said it was pride, praise God, that caused the Edomites to continue in their pernicious ways. Verse number 3, it said, the pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Amen. Pride is a deceiver. Amen. Pride is a deceiver. It'll keep you from doing the things that's right in this world. He said, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, hath said in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Question mark. Amen. The Edomites lived up in the rocks and in the caves and the mountains. He said, praise God, we are up here and we're up higher. And they said, who can bring us, who can get us out of here? Who can bring us down to the ground? Man, he said, though thou exalt thyself. Now watch this. Praise God, Lord knows exactly where they're at. Amen. It don't matter where you try to take yourself, how high you try to put yourself. God knows where you're at. Amen. He said, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, hey, pride may put you up there and you think you're beyond the things of God, but you're out of the touch and God can't touch you where you are. But I want to say, praise God, God knows where you are, whether you're on the mountaintop or on the portals of, up in the stars, the portals of glory. God knows where you are. I'm glad it's that way. I told somebody the other night, we was talking about when we're talking together and we're communing together. God knows everything we're saying. But God even knows the thoughts and intents of your heart. God knows what you're thinking. Amen? Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, what does that mean? It means we ought to think on the things of God. Or to thank the Lord Jesus Christ how good He is and how good He is to us. And not lift up ourselves, praise God, but the only reason we are what we are is by the grace of God. That's what Paul would say. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Praise God. Where I am, where I come from, is because of the grace of God. But he said it was because of pride that the Edomites had lifted up their self and they thought they were beyond reproach. They thought they were beyond the reproach of the Israelites. They thought they were beyond the reproach of the Israelites' God. Amen. But God knew exactly where they were. And God calls them on the things that they're doing. He said, you know what? He said, I've seen what you did when you looted my people. Not only was they caught up in pride, but they was looters. Can't stand a looter. That's somebody that takes advantage of somebody else's tragedy, their calamity. Look what he says in verse 13. He said, thou shouldest not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldest not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity. Nor have laid hands on the substance, on their substance in the day of their what? Their calamity. God says, hey, listen, I saw you when my people was going through hardships. My people was having a hard time when they were up against it. Praise God. I seen you enter into the gates. I seen you pilfering. I seen you looting. I seen you taking the things, praise God, just because you could. Amen. You say, preacher, what caused that? Because it was caused by pride. Amen. It was caused by pride. They got prideful and they thought, well, you know what, praise God, they don't deserve that anyway. We're living a day and hour that people want to take what you got because you don't really deserve that. It don't matter, Brother Cabot, you've worked for it all your life. They don't think that you deserve that. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I don't deserve nothing. But God has been gracious to us. He's blessed us. He's helping us along the way, praise God. And He's given us things from the grace of God, the blessings upon us, praise the Lord, that He wanted you and me to have. Amen. Praise God, and we got it by the grace of God. Amen. And he says, listen, he said, because you looted, he said, you're going to be looted. Amen. Verses 3 through 5, praise God, tells us, or 5 through 7 tells us that, praise God, that this thing's going to come past, it's going to come back to bite you. Amen. You don't get night by with nothing of God. Verse number 7 says, all the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. And men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid the wound under thee. There is none understanding in him. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen. You went in and you looted. Praise God. But he goes, yeah, praise God, you're going to be looted too. What goes around comes around. Amen. God said, I'll take care of that. Praise God. They were caught up in themselves. They were caught up in their pride. They were caught up in looting and being looted. And they were caught up in violence. They were violent people. I want to say this sounds just like America that we live in today. As I was reading through this, and somehow or another Obadiah just stuck in my mind, and I just began to read through it, and it reminds me of America today. Amen. We're so prideful and so caught up in ourselves. Verse number 10 says, "For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall come over thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever." He said this conflict, praise God, this violence against your brother, against Jacob, against Israel, praise God. And you should know better. But he said the reason you're doing this, the reason there's the pride, the reason there's the looting, the reason there's the violence is because of indifference to your brethren. Amen. Verse number 10 said, "In the day that thou stoodest on the other side," there was indifference. They didn't care. They was willing to stand with the other side. Amen. We got to be careful about standing on the other side. The Bible and the law. The law tells us that we can be guilty by association. Hello? I said, let me say it again. We can be guilty. You can be guilty by association. We have to be real careful who we hang out with. Amen. Amen. We got people that claim to be Christians that's a running around with the devil. And we got to be careful because if we ain't careful, we'll be caught standing on the other side. I don't believe any of us want to be caught standing on the other side when Jesus comes. Amen. Praise God. I want to be on the side where He knows what side I'm on. Of course, He does. He knows exactly. He knows your heart and the attitude and intent of it. Praise God. But He said they were indifferent. He said, "In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates and cast lots upon Jerusalem, even thou wast as one of them." I don't want to be one of them. Amen. I determined my heart a long time ago. I don't want to be one of them on the other side. Praise God, I chose me a side and I choose the Jesus. I tell you, I told you before, I like to win. I've never liked losing. Amen. I'm pretty adamant about wanting to win. So I'm going to get on the winning side and stay on the winning side. Listen, you young people, don't try to play on both sides. Just get on Jesus' side and stay with the Lord. Go with God, praise God, and you'll be on the winning side. Amen. When you're standing, praise God, don't be standing on the other side. Stand on the Jesus side. It'll make a difference in your life, praise God. Lord Jesus Christ will love you. He'll help you. He'll prosper you. He'll bless you, praise God. He'll give you those things that'll help you get through this world. And you come out on the other side shouting and praising and giving Him glory on purpose. Amen. Because He loves you and He cares for you. They said they were indifferent. See, there's a lot of things going on with these Edomites. Amen. Edomites. They just wasn't thinking because they wasn't clear in their thinking. They rejoiced in the Jews' destruction, in Israel's destruction. Look at verse number 12. He said, "But thou shouldest not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger, neither shouldest thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldest thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress." They said, "Yeah, look, we were on the side of the Babylonians. Praise God, look what they did. Look what they did to Israel. Praise God, we knew we'd get them. It was just a matter of time." Amen. That's what the world's saying about us. Amen. They'll fall. They'll go by the wayside. They ain't nothing to what they've got in a little while. Praise God, they'll fall. There's nothing to them. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad if you're a child of God, they're rejoicing over you. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad that as a child of God, we have victory in Jesus. Praise God, we're already considered winners in the eyes of God. You can continue to press on for Him. But they was rejoicing over the destruction. God help us, youngins, if we ever rejoice over the destruction of somebody. And we ever are gleeful about somebody going through adverse situations and circumstances and being caught up of the devil. Amen. Praise God. Help us to not ever be that way, that we'd have love and compassion in our heart, that we'd pray for them and lift them up to the Lord. Tell them that we love them and Jesus loves them and Jesus will help them. He'll bring them out of that, praise God. Not to stand on the other side, but to get on the Jesus side. Amen. Victory's already been won for the child of God through Jesus Christ our Savior. He's already done, praise God, that miracle that need perform to the saving of souls. So God warns them, praise God, that on that day of slaughter, that one day they would be slaughtered. Amen. Verse number 8. He said, I'll not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom, and understanding out of the mount of Esau. Amen. He said, hey, listen, don't you get excited about the destruction of somebody else. Because God says, listen, if you get excited about something, God said, I'm going to destroy. He told Edom, he said, I'm going to destroy you. Amen. He said, I'm going to destroy you to the point I'm going to even take wisdom and understanding out from among you. You won't even understand why it's happening. You won't understand what's happening to you until it's already too late. I wonder about America. I tell you, I was reading this. I was thinking, this is where we are today. We're beyond understanding. We don't understand that the mighty hand of God, amen, is a force. We're fixing to enter in, where we've entered into our third, 100 years. Somebody help me. We've entered into our third 100 years as a nation. Amen. Entered into our third 100 years. Usually a nation is decided whether if they're going to fail, they usually fall in the third 100 years. It's just like a business. If a business is running well, usually the first and second generation, it'll try to make its way, and it'll be the third generation that'll prove it. And a lot of times in the third generation, you see the business fall apart. Amen. In the third 100 years, America, look around us, we're falling apart. Amen. We're going in the wrong direction. We're chasing after the wrong things instead of just staying with God. But I'm glad there's some people starting to come together. Amen. That's a looking for the Lord and talking about the Lord. I'm talking about red, yellow, black, and white. I'm not talking about a colored thing. I'm talking about, praise God, it's people that love God, love the Lord Jesus Christ, and are coming together and lifting up His name. And He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. I won't say tonight, God, we need God's holy drawing people tonight. Draw us together. Praise God for His glory. To come together and praise God and lift up His blessed name. People can see Christ in us. Boy, what a blessing. They can see the power of an almighty God. That power of the blood that we sung about tonight. There's power in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Amen, glory, hallelujah. That's what we need tonight. He said there was a day, praise God, there'd be a day of slaughter when they'd come upon them. Amen, but praise God, I'm glad it don't have to be that way. There's a day of deliverance, the Bible says. I like that old song, the deliverer will come. Amen, praise God. He already has to those that believe. The deliverer's already come. He come and hung on a cross, died for our sins, rose from the dead, and went to set the right hand of the Father and make intercession for us. He sent the Holy Ghost, the comforter, the consoler of our soul, praise God, to live inside us. Amen. Tell us that everything's going to be all right. It don't matter what's happening on the outside. It don't matter what's happening in the darkness of this world. God Almighty's still in control. Well, glory! He's still in control. He's still on the throne. He's still doing what He promised you to do. Is watch over you and me and love us and keep us and show us the goodness of an almighty God. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make cold Baptist shout. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus loves you. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Praise God. That's what it is. That's the truth. A little children's song, but it makes all the sense in the world. Praise God. Amen. I tell you, we got to be careful. See, they were standing on the other side. And there's an old cliche, I guess. I thought it was a cliche, but it's more the Word of God than I thought it was. And so, what you do unto others, be done unto you. Amen? That's what He told them in Obadiah. Obadiah told the Edomites that. He said, what you do to others, that'll be done to you. Look at verse number 15. He said, for the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen. As thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Ain't that what that says? what you do to others. We need to be careful, church. We need to be careful what we do to others, need what we say about them, what we do to them. Because what we do to others can be done to us. Amen. We need to love each other and love church and love God and love each other, praise the Lord. Ask God to help us. Because as we do to, he says, as thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. Thy reward shall return upon thine own head. Amen. He said, what you do to others, said, that's what God's going to do to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. I think I'm just going to love on you. I love every one of you. Oh, brother, said, they ain't a color bunch. Praise God. I'm just going to love on you. Praise God. And to tell you how much I care for you, how much I love you, how much Jesus loves you. Praise the Lord. And that way he'll just love on me. Amen. Praise the Lord. That makes sense to me. Amen. If we just love each other, praise God, God's going to pour that back on us. What we do to others, God's going to do to us. Amen. So if we're just loving each other and loving him supremely, he's just going to love us the same way. Amen. Praise God. That way we don't have to stand under the convicting hand of a holy and righteous God. Stand under the judgment of a righteous God, even today. Amen. And he said there'd be no escape for them. So what we do to others, praise God. God said, he said, what they've done to others, said God says, that's what I'm going to do to you. He told him when he's talking to Jeremiah. Let me show you. Jeremiah chapter 50. Jeremiah chapter 50, verse 28. He says this. He said, the voice of them that flee and escape out of the land of Babylon to declare in Zion the vengeance of the Lord of God, the vengeance of his temple. Now watch this, verse 29. Call together the archers against Babylon, all ye that bend the bow, camp against it round about. Let none thereof escape. Recompense to her according to her work, according to all that she hath done, do unto her. For she hath been proud against the Lord and against the Holy One of Israel. Amen. God said, listen, what they've done, he said, I want you to do to them. Amen. He said, they've been proud against the Holy One of Israel. Said that pride is that pride has caused this problem. It's pride that caused them to stand on the other side, on the wrong side. Amen. Pride will keep it. I tell you, that pride, it'll mess us up. Amen. It will mess us up. Indifference will mess us up. Amen. But God says, hey, bend the bow. Said, gather around them. Don't let them, let none of them escape. They're going to none escape the wrath of God. Praise the Lord. He said, that's just the way it is. There's no escaping. Amen. God said, what we do to others, God's going to do to us. That's pretty straightforward. Amen. Should compel us to love one another. Amen. Whether you want to or not. I've told you before, there's a lot of people's ways I don't like. But I love the people. Amen. I love the people. And we better be careful, church. We better be careful how we judge people. Amen. We better be careful how we judge one another. Because by the same judgment, we'll be judged, according to what God said. Amen. We better start looking on the inside and quit looking so much on the outside. Ain't some weird looking people in this world today.
Amen.
I mean, I tell you what, Asheville, well, they got it all over bumpers to keep Asheville weird. And they're doing a good job. Amen. It's weird. It's a weird place. They some weird looking people. But you know what? They're looking for somebody to pay attention to them. They're looking for somebody to love. We got to look past that. We got to look at their soul. That these people are a soul in need of a salvation. Amen. And we need to treat them like we would like to be treated. I was thinking, Friday we went to that funeral for that young man. A little boy, 10 years old, passed away Monday. And I think about these little children. You know, sometimes if we ain't careful, you know, they scurry around, they get in the way, and if we ain't careful, we, you know, we just kind of brush them out of the way. But you know what? We need to be careful. Because those are little souls. And the Bible says that Jesus Our Savior loves the little children. Amen. We need to love the little children. And everybody in this world is His little children. We can't stand on the other side and judge them, praise God. We need to get them, we need to tell them about the Lord, love of the Lord Jesus Christ and love them to Christ. Go in the highways, hedges, compel them to come in, that they can come in and be part of the family of God. Amen. They're pink hair and purple lips and whatever they got. Amen. But what's on the inside's what matters. That outward's just something that's dying away and going back to the dust from which it come. But that inward person, we need to be telling them about Jesus. We need to be letting them know that we love them. Amen. Preacher, would you like that bunch of people in here, praise God, if they'd come listen to the gospel? If they had come without interrupting our service, praise God, they'd be welcome. We just tell them how much Jesus loves them and let them know we love them too. Amen. Because what we do to others, God's going to do to us. Amen. What the world is going to get, praise God, is what the world has priced out. But we looked at this and we see those that love Lord Jesus Christ and looking for His appearing are going to be blessed. Israel is going to have a bright day ahead of them. Amen. The Bible tells us in verse 17 that we read in your hearing tonight. He said, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess. Now watch this. Their possessions. Amen. Praise God. God said, look, I've got some things for you. Amen. They don't belong to nobody else but you. Amen. And He said, on the Mount of Deliverance, in a place, glory to God, somebody jump up and shout. In a place of holiness, God said, I've got some possessions. And He said, I want you to know that they are kept and guarded and that they are yours. We've got some possessions tonight, young'uns, in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Praise His holy name. We got some possessions. We've got deliverance, and we've been offered holiness, and we've been given a possession. And He said, there's coming a time, praise God, just like the nation of Israel, that we're going to possess our possessions. Peter says, are these not all great and exceeding precious promises? Amen. Praise God from the Lord. These great and exceeding precious promises that God has given us, they're ours. And praise God, those that will possess our possessions. He said, these possessions that God, these promises that God has given us, they're ours. We just need to look forward to the day that we get them. Amen. Pray God, because they've already been promised. And God said, all those, praise God, that despitefully use you, He said, I'm going to take care of those. Just like the Babylonians come in, here in verse 18, He said, they come in and they burnt Jerusalem. They burnt it to the ground. They burnt the temple of God Almighty. They destroyed everything that God stood for. And God said, but listen, He said, I'm going to come into Zion. I'm going to bring in a people. I'm going to have those that have a deliverance and a holiness and into a possession of their possessions. And God said, I'm going to set a fire. He said, I'm going to set a fire, my people Israel. And they're going to burn a flame. And the house of Joseph will be a flame. And He said, the house of Esau, He said, will be stubble. You know what happens to stubble when you throw a match in it? It burns up. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. I will repay. Amen. He said, and he said, they shall kindle in them. And deliver them. He's talking about the fire of Israel and the flame of Joseph. The power of an almighty God will kindle upon them. And God will use it, praise God, to destroy these people that stood on the other side, stood against the Lord. And there shall not be any remaining of the house of Esau, for the Lord hath spoken it. What a sad state. What a sad statement. A whole nation of Esau, the descendants of Esau, Edom, was a whole nation destroyed because they turned their back on God. Because the great, 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 great granddaddy sold his birthright for a bowl of pottage. Amen. For a little bit of something to eat. He neglected the spiritual things of God for the fleshly things this side of heaven. Amen. He neglected the spiritual things of God for the fleshly side of heaven, this side of heaven. Amen. And he got what he had sowed. He reaped what he had sowed. And the generations after him, amen, received the same. We got to be careful what we're sowing, because we're reaping what we sow. We will reap what we sow. Amen. He said, if we sow to the wind, we'll reap a whirlwind. We got to be careful. We got to sow the good things of God, that good seed of God, the good word of God, the gospel of God upon our lips, and the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen. It ought to be the most important thing in our hearts. But the fire of Israel, praise God, the fire of Israel would burn the enemy. It would burn them up. But then the Bible says this at the end, when the captivity is brought back and Israel's established and they've received their possessions. Verse 21, in Obadiah, he says this. He said, and Savior shall come on Mount Zion to judge in the Mount of Esau. But listen to this last statement. And the kingdom shall be the Lord's. That's Jehovah God. Them's all capitals. That's God Almighty. The Lord said they thought with pride and looting and all the things they'd done, they could take it. They could just take what they wanted. But God come back and He said, that's not yours. That's a possession of my people. Amen. And God brought it back and He gave it to them. And He said, when it's all said and done, God said, I'm going to judge it. And He said, the kingdom shall be the Lord's. Amen. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.